You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I've started doing this international segment and I have tried to move around continents a bit and try and cover the entire world. And I did a European story last week and I did one a couple of weeks before that. The week before that. But this one was just this. I was going to do something different, I promise.
You're not biased to Europe,
and
then,
No, I'm not. But this came up and it just had me rolling around on the floor laughing in the way it kind of all sort of panned out. So basically what's happened is the Home Secretary, who's another one named for the Minister of sort of domestic affairs, sort of manages police and immigration and all that stuff. She's just been caught in a second scandal, as I said at the top of the show. First one was she said she absolutely confirmed that police cuts in police numbers had no effect on the reduction in crime and terrorism, and then leaked Home Office documents said they actually did, and she got very embarrassed. So strike one. Strike two is she said there were absolutely no targets for deporting people. She had no intention of actually creating quotas, and then The Guardian leaked some Home Office documents that said there were quotas, and there was actually a letter explicitly of her saying to Theresa May they're going to up the quota by 10%.
Sounds pretty leaky over there to me.
She resigned hours after The Guardian released the report, and we found out that the people who are involved in these quotas, who are the victims, are people who are of the Windrush generation of immigrants, people who were allowed to come to Britain between 1948 and 1973 from the former colonies and the Crown realms, and were treated as British citizens. And now they're being persecuted a little bit. So let's
The Windrush scandal is one of shameful proportions for the British government, one that harks back to a day when the British public believed that rivers of blood would follow the arrival of immigrants from the former colonies. The scandal involved immigration authorities targeting Caribbean immigrants who arrived before 1973 for deportation. This generation, known as the Windrush generation, was named after the first ship that brought them to the UK, the HMT Empire Windrush. And now UK Home Secretary Amber Rudd has dramatically resigned only hours after the Guardian leaked files that say she was aware of the formerly alleged deportation targets that cost many Windrush immigrants and descendants their jobs, access to healthcare, pensions, schooling, and housing. To give context to this issue, I need to explain what the significance of the Windrush generation is, as it left an enormous mark on British society today. After World War II, a ship captured from the Nazis was handed to the New Zealand Shipping Company, and it operated a passenger movement service from Australia to London via Kingston, Jamaica. In 1948, before the ship departed Australia, Westminster passed the 1948 British Nationality Act, a law that stated any resident of a Crown colony or Commonwealth dominion would be automatically guaranteed the right to live and work in the UK indefinitely as a British citizen. 492 Jamaicans boarded in Kingston and joined the other 500 Brits, Kiwis and Aussies on board, after a last-minute ad was posted in the Jamaica Gleaner to get more passengers on the boat. Many were ex-servicemen who'd served their country in the war and now struggled for employment in Jamaica. They headed for the UK with a guarantee that they would be given the same rights as the British at home. This is a report from a 1948 British Pathé reporter interviewing the new migrants at the Port of Tilbury, just outside London.
The Empire Windrush brings to Britain 500 Jamaicans. Many are ex-servicemen who know England. They served this country well. In Jamaica, they couldn't find work. Discouraged but full of hope, they sailed for Britain. Citizens of the British Empire coming to the mother country with good intent. Prodded by public opinion, the Colonial Office gives them a more cordial reception than was at first envisaged. Many are to be found jobs. Our reporter asks them what they want to do.
Now, why have you come to England?
To seek a job.
And what sort of job do you want?
Any type, so long as I get a good pay.
Some will go into industry, others intend to rejoin the services.
Now, you're an ex-Air Force, aren't you?
Yes.
Are you going back into the Air Force again?
Yes.
Did you know if you'll be accepted?
I think so.
Some plan to return to Jamaica when conditions improve.
I'd like to ask you, please, are you a single man?
I am a single man. My mother that is depending on me. And I'm also an ex-service man.
Oh, ex-service, RAF,
are you? RAF. I took a course in Scotland in case making. And I'm desirous of going back there to see if I can further, because I like it very much. And I'm trying to help myself and also help my mom.
Their spokesman sings his thanks to Britain.
Now, may I ask you your name?
Lord Kitchener.
Lord Kitchener. Now, I'm told that you are really the king of calypso singers. Is that right?
Yes, that's
so true.
Well,
now, will you sing for us?
Right now.
Yes.
London is the place for me. London, this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia, or Australia, but you must come back to London City. Well, believe me, I am speaking broad-mindedly. I am glad to know my mother country. I've been traveling the countries years ago, but this is the place I wanted to know, darling London. This is the place for me.
However, one should realise this arrival was not the intention of the Act in 1948. It was passed in order to fulfil what was seen as a time-honoured tradition for people from the White Dominions to return to London. They envisioned free movement for white Australians, New Zealanders, South Africans and Rhodesians. Yet those from the Caribbean, Southeast Asia and the Indian subcontinent kept coming, and for a while they were welcomed to help rebuild the bombed-out cities of Britain. But by 1968, Enoch Powell delivered his famous Rivers of Blood speech, a speech that referred to the new migrants as pickaninnies and warned in 15 to 20 years' time, the black man will have the whip hand over the white man. Racial tensions peaked after official discrimination was outlawed by the 1966 Race Relations Act, and Powell made his speech. And with Britain suffering under massive debt from decolonisation and the cost of World War II, the 1948 British Nationality Act was abolished in the early 70s under the auspice that Britain would align closer with the EU instead. But Britain saw 25 years of migration under the Nationality Act, and those people, as well as their descendants, still live and work in Britain as citizens. Yet today, amidst the anti-immigration fervour gripping Europe, many Windrush descendants have been forced to find archival documents proving their legal status. Many more still have been detained by immigration authorities with little evidence for their supposedly illegal status. Here is Labour MP for Tottenham and second-generation Windrush migrant David Lammy speaking to the House of Commons and former Home Secretary Rudd a few weeks ago.
What can I say to the Home Secretary? That the relationship between this country and the West Indies and Caribbean is inextricable. The first British ships arrived in the Caribbean in 1623, and despite slavery, despite colonisation, 25,000 Caribbeans served in the First World War and Second World War alongside British troops. When my parents and their generation arrived in this country under the Nationality Act of 1948, they arrived here as British citizens. It is inhumane and cruel for so many of that Windrush generation to have suffered so long in this condition, and for the Secretary of State only to have made a statement today on this issue. Can she explain how many have been deported? She suggested earlier that she would ask the High Commissioners. It is her department that has deported them. She should know the number. Can she tell the House how many have been detained as prisoners in their own country? Can she tell the House how many have been denied health under the National Health Service? How many have denied pensions? How many have lost their job? This is a day of national shame, and it has come about because of a hostile environment policy that was begun under her Prime Minister. Let us call it as it is. If you lay down with dogs, you get fleas. And that is what has happened with this far-right rhetoric in this country. Can she apologise properly? Can she explain how quickly this team will act to ensure that the thousands of British men and women denied their rights in this country under her watch in the Home Office are satisfied?
Rudd's role in the targeting of these people happened because they arrived before travel documents for immigrants from the colonies were needed. Many never had passports because a boat ride from Kingston to London was counted as domestic travel. People have lost jobs, faced detention and an uncertain future in Britain because they can't prove their status. Rudd denied that there were deportation targets set, yet The Guardian leaked Home Office documents showing Rudd explicitly saying to the Prime Minister that she had a target of a 10% increase on deportations. This simply meant that those who arrived undocumented under the Nationality Act fell into the crosshairs. 200 MPs signed a letter supporting Rudd's resignation, accusing her of making up policy on the top of her head. The Prime Minister has had to apologise to 12 Caribbean leaders, and the government has maintained that they are unaware of any deportations actually occurring. The government faces a crisis in the midst of the Brexit negotiations. As a new Home Secretary enters, and as the UK hopes to build new trade partnerships partnerships with the Commonwealth, this debacle could certainly taint those relations. It remains to be seen whether this has an effect on Britain's economic and political influence in the Caribbean, but the threat of deporting British citizens is likely not to help. The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
And you wanted to add some breaking on that, Connor?
So, yeah, there was a bit of a development on that story after I wrote it. And the new Home Secretary has been announced. And this is a beautiful piece of irony. The new Home Secretary is actually the child of Windrush immigrants from the 1960s who came here without documentation. So he is replacing the person who was going out and detaining those people. And just should add as well a couple more points too. There was a, I didn't get into particular cases, but there was a case of a woman in South London who was 61 years old, moved to the UK 50 years ago. She was detained, picked up by the cops, detained, was almost deported to Jamaica before they actually got proof that she resided there. And in terms of New Zealanders too, just a little bit of trivia as well. If you want to know why New Zealanders have to get the 2-year work visa to go over to London to do the old OE, that's why. Racism against Jamaicans.
Is that right?
So there you are. Gee. That's why. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with them, but it's pretty messed up. British citizens being risking possibly being deported. You know, it's... hopefully, it will get sorted out by the new guy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.